really want to tell me what happened around here? You!
Yeah, you! Like I was saying, man, I don't even know what happened. I know we had some shit with that motherfucker over there.
Uh-huh. And then what?
Somebody came from right behind him. You and he had shit, just beat his fucking ass. Right uh-huh. behind him. He dropped the gun and everything, man. Motherfucker took off running.
And what's your name, sir?
His car, dog.
Sir. Please. Sir, I'm talking to you. Pussy pack and pull them, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Bitch and bastard boasting down all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction. Pussy pack and pull them, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Bitch and bastard boasting down all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction. Bitch.
I'm letting it go. Here in a line of smoke, not that I need. That I broke. That's the way that we live. The block that we call home. Easy get back. Let's all release this quick. The bang on road. Where the hustlers and gangsters run. But us must get it ass below. But young adults want to run. We'll be hanging the dome. All cause we get it. But it's real life. Thank you cologne. So my paper slipping and others say I be banging these hoes.
Pussy packing, pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Binge and bastard, boasting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction. Pussy packing, pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Binge and bastard, boasting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction.
Hitting up like they told us. Using my bubble to do like a coca. Drunk in mind, but spitting sober. It's best not to end the same. These motherfuckers running their mouth. Cause I can't care less what these niggas are talking about. These haters causing stress. Get us to shutting them down. These buses ain't nothing to hound. We etching them out. Putting buttons in our checking account. You can check the sound that's Smith and Wesson Brown. I'll have you coughing up, smoking up, testing loud. I just came to spread this to an infected crowd. If you feel just a record that you express, you bounce.
Pussy pack and pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Binge and bastard posting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction. Pussy pack and pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Binge and bastard posting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction, bitch.
Cops, all men and women teaching hate to straight A blocks. All the ones whose only interest is to take the crop. Black, white, indigenous, the pigment of our veins, the same shape. You can't say that it's not. And the hostile scum, Donald Trump can't fix play. Even with colossal bucks, I hope his brain needs a hollow sound. And plenty of candy until the bottle was true. They give a fuck about us, cause they like the food out the
bottle. Watch the back and pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Bitch and bastard boasting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction. Pussy back and pull up, get put in a position. Looking like you lacking luck, loaded ammunition. Bitch and bastard boasting about all your bad intentions. I haven't noticed since he ran up in that direction, bitch.
And I ain't just seen it. It was minding my fucking business. I was barbecuing out of here. I don't even know.
Bye.
What up, what up, what up, world? It's Dab Radio. We back up in this motherfucker. It's been a minute. But, yeah, we slowly made the transition back into getting in the air. We have plenty of shit to talk about today on Dab Radio. How have y'all been? We are really in the midst of starting the listener line. We can take calls and all that other shit, and y'all can tell us about your day, what it's like in your part of the city. If you do not know, we are the hub for the quarantine victims and the coronavirus and all that other shit going down. And then there's some boat off of San Francisco or some shit like that with some people on it, and they're all fucking frantic, and I'd be too, because shit, you can't get no fresh water surrounded by salt. Salty marshes. Salty marshes. How have you been?
I've been very good, you know, same old, same old.
What do we got on the list today? What do we got? What do we got? We got, fire before desire. When purchasing a firearm, how to purchase a firearm. why should you purchase such firearm, and yeah, the proper way to actually test out your shit before you actually blow off a fucking pinky, or, you know, it's just an uncomfortable grip. Yeah, we'll be getting into that. BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the dummy coming to life by Deagle. Do you have that that card for the promotions on the one liquor store off of Hillcrest and Babcock? It's in the purse. Okay, anyways, the man over there, great guy, will literally give you a card like fucking Subway. And every bottle you buy, you punch. And I received my free bottle, you know, just today in the Dry County Sunday. Yeah, right. Anyways, I received my free bottle, you know, after I filled up my whole fucking card. And yeah. So yeah, make sure you get one at a time, because I bought two and the motherfucker literally, my brother, he literally just said, oh, I'm going to do one punch. And I was like, man, I thought more bottles I'd buy, you know, I guess it goes on the visit, which is okay. You know, you gotta make money, you know, to break money, right? Anyways, you can catch him at the liquor number 2, 8103 Bandera Suite 10. Wait, what the fuck? This is not it. 2712 Hillcrest Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78228, 210-538-8494. That looks like a fucking 4. 8494. Scotch, whiskey, bourbon, vodka, rum, gin, wine, brandy, liqueur, craft beer, and cigars. Holla at the man if you're ever in San Antonio, Texas. What else we got? Bootleg Zigzag Papers, man, off of Fillmore Street. Fillmore and Petranco, man, at that fucking gas station. Yesterday, this motherfucker, every time I walk into anywhere, what do I always tell him? First off, I don't even like stupid-ass Swisher Sweets and cigars. You can save that shit. Keep it for the fuckboys. I like paying 89 cents for their shit. Besides, I could roll a fatter joint and make it last way longer than you could your fucking cigar, brother. So, also, what was I?
I always ask for zigzags,
and I don't ask for the baby zigzags, I say orange zigzags. This shit had a misprint on it. The zigzag was literally written like all bootleg style. The fucking paper itself was bootleg. The glue strip was totally bad. Yeah, it was a bitch. So anyways, I contacted Zigzag and I let him know about that shit. I'm like, man, I think somebody over here fucking around and totally, you know, messing with your market. Kind of like how the Chinese did, you know, when they bootlegged a whole bunch of $1 bills and, you know, had us, what was it? They found like at least $1 billion in $1 bills on a fucking train somewhere near Washington. So yeah, like, you know, you fuck up the economy like that, yo, pretty much. So yeah, we're gonna get into some music right now. And this is Dab Radio. If you guys, you know, have topics you would like us to get on, why don't you just comment on the damn episode and we'll be happy to get back to all y'all's feedback. Word up. So, with that said, oh man, fucking barbecue and beer, man, that's today. We're drinking Michelob Ultra and a whole lot of other shit brought to you by HEB and Mietis. Another place you can find, you know, here in the glorious St. Mary's Gateway District, 36 Calabria. It's the fucking place you get the keg at. So we're going to get into some music right now. And yeah, we'll be right back, actually.
Yeah.
1,000 listeners. One day. Don't forget, Anchor App is the fucking place to be.
Yeah.
Dab radio,
motherfucker. If we ain't doing dabs, we blowing trees.
This ain't CBD, motherfucker.
Hell nah, that's that partially dope shit. So anyways, we back celebrating 1K listeners. What up, motherfucker? What up to everybody who shared this shit? We love you guys so much, you know, for getting our fucking name out there. What up to Safai, man? You know, sharing the motherfucking podcast left and right. If y'all don't know, Safai and I had a battle a while back. We talked about that shit. Let me see. He got this a rock blues song coming out with Caleb Jolly. If you don't know who Caleb Jolly is, San Antonio musician, fucking definitely brings in the motherfucking real vintage feel of, you know, blues and everything else, man. So be on the lookout for that. Try YouTubing it. Spy MC, I gotta share this right now because it's happening right now. Spy MC, he's gonna be at Limelight, 2718 St. Mary's Drive, 78212. If you in San Antonio, Texas, today. We should have been broadcasting this sooner, but Vel the Wonder will be there along with Big Cree and Yoshi Vintage, three fabulous artists. Man, how you feel about Vel the Wonder, man, as far as the consciousness of female rap goes?
She's a great female artist. She's nothing like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, you know. I honestly think she's way better. More lyrical.
Not as well marketed as, you know, other female artists because she's so fucking independent doing it herself along with they have a group, I believe. Yo, Lazy was showing us that. Big up to Watson, man. Get better soon, motherfucker, because shit, we got a lot of work for you, bro. If y'all don't know, man, Watson's been suffering a lot lately. And, you know, I want you guys to keep him in your fucking prayers. Real talk, because one day you're here, the next you're gone. Said well by, you know, the guy that was on the hook on that Pimp C and Bun B song. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, I mean, KSYM's really been putting on for the tone. If you don't know, you can catch us at Sancho's. That's for damn show. You know, me and fucking Sydney Goya, hashtag Goya. If it's Goya, it's good. You know what I'm saying? You fucking catch us at Sancho's, motherfucker, over there off of San Pedro Road. Next to the Cove, bitch, right across the street. Get your margarita and your eat on. A lot of good bands there. A lot of good bands. You know what I'm saying? It's just glorious, you know, to be saying that we got 1,000 fucking listeners after trying so fucking hard. I am not drunk enough yet to even enjoy my fucking barbecue because it's been nothing but work. A lot of cooking, grills, and kills on the motherfucking steak to chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I just said. Oh, yeah. Also, man. Also, you know, I'm jumping between topics and shit. Let's see. Which is a good one? Getting the beer is always a good one. Well, I'm going to hand it over to Goya real quick as I actually set up my motherfucking Ultratron or whatever the fuck, OT Pro bullshit that I have on my damn Newmark. So, yeah, check this shit out. I'm still here. Still here. Just, you know, bouncing ideas.
Yes, we want to thank everybody for the 1,000 listeners. We can't get over that fact that we got 1,000 listeners.
It's so glorious. So glorious.
Very glorious. Yeah. You know, this year has been a rough year for me, myself. We've been going... The reason we had to take a little break was because I lost my mother at the beginning of the year. January 2nd, 2020. So it's pretty hard. You know, I didn't want to do the podcast for a while because, you know, I'm grieving. I'm still in the grieving process. You know, this is a very hard. My mother was my best friend. We were together every day, you know, and just from seeing the person one day to the other, you know, and they're no longer here. I think that's the hardest thing ever, to lose a parent. I never thought I would lose her this young. And I know other people have lost their parents at a very young age, younger than my age. But we just didn't expect it. It just happened so fast.
What were you, what were you doing the the day before, you know, we did that podcast, right? And we did the podcast when we were telling you guys about the Steve Aoki show that we were headed to.
Oh, yes, yes. We did do that podcast.
That same night.
That same night at the Steve Aoki show. You know, I did enjoy the Steve Aoki show. We enjoyed the Freak Fest.
We enjoyed Lucy. We enjoyed Lovely Bones.
Dario.
Dioro.
Sorry, mispronounce your name.
You're our brown brother, motherfucker. We love you so much, Dioro. You're our brown brother, dog. We
yes,
seen
but
Steve Aoki and Dioro on stage at the same time.
Yes, but we were there at the Freak Fest, and you know, we had so much fun. I didn't even get to tell my mom that I got caked. I finally got caked. We could mark that off our list. Because we didn't get to get caked at South Padre when we saw Steve Aoki, you know. But we finally got caked here at the Freak Fest. You know, it was a crazy, crazy show. Fun show. We were in the front row always. We were the first ones to get there always. The first ones in line.
So I'll be holding back that pit.
Yes, we were holding back the pit.
Okay,
but it was so much fun. But I just didn't get to tell my mother about that show. And it's just like... why? Yeah. But, you know, things happen, you know. I know now she's resting. But yes, to anybody who has ever lost somebody, I send my condolences to you guys. To anybody who has already lost somebody in 2020, I send my condolences to you guys.
You know, Steve Aoki actually came down and sang to my wife, you know, briefly. And if y'all know the story, I'm the Steve Aoki fan. I showed it to my wife, and I was like, that motherfucker should have been singing to me. I'm just playing. Anyways, he rode up to my wife and started singing. No fat shaming, nothing. He's a real down-to-earth dude. We fucking, you know, I reached out and shook his hand and shit. And I'd be telling people, like, yeah, he was singing to my wife. And I was like, yo, Steve, what's up? And I'd be telling people, like, he said, two-finger handshake and, you know, threw me back, you know, just to make a little joke about it. But real talk, the dude's actually down to earth. Fucking wish we would have got his book, that fucking couple next to us. Raver Buddies, they got the book. Yeah, you know, they drove all the way down from Ohio to see the dude, you know. So, shit, they went home with something. You know, he was in our hometown. We got caked. And, you know, the very next day, you know, tragedy struck, you know, around. And we had to roll with the punches right there. And yeah, dude, it's a fucked up situation, to be honest, man, because, you know, I loved my mother-in-law. I'm not one of those fucking guys that's like, oh, fuck my mother-in-law and shit, you know, like most husbands are. I got to have one last conversation with her. I know that she was very conscious, you know, when I was saying what I was saying. And yeah, man, to anybody that has lost anybody, man, you know, we are with you. You are in our prayers, and one of these days, you know, I'm going to keep my promise, and I'm keeping my promise now, taking care of my family. I promise your mother I take care of you and everything.
And
we need to get married soon, because I love you. I don't know how you feel about that, but yeah.
I love you too, and you are taking care of us. You're doing a lot for our family. You allow me to be a stay-at-home wife, so... Even though it's not official, we are common law married.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we definitely gonna hit you guys with some more talk briefly. We'll get back to the music right now. We are 20 minutes into the podcast, 4 minutes into the hour, and yeah, dab radio, motherfucker. If we ain't dabbing, we blowing trees. If we ain't vaping, we escaping. Arm bars, baby. Because that's what the fuck we do around here. Speaking of arm bars, we're going to get back on the topic soon. I'm going to tell you guys right now. Since I started making memes about me being a great escape artist, like I'm fucking Houdini breaking chains or some shit, more and more of my fellow BJJ teammates have started getting me in the arm bar. Like, fuck you. Is that a challenge, motherfucker? You ain't gonna escape this arm bar. So I've been getting thrown at more lately, and we'll get back to that conversation just as soon as we bring you some more music.
Tell me, what does it look like in heaven?
This is dedicated to Mama Grace.
Is it free like they say? does the sun shine bright forever? Have your fears and your pain gone away? Cause here on earth it feels like everything good is the same since you left. And here on earth everything's different. There's an emptiness. Oh, I hope your head's in the sky.
Just for us. Niggas ain't gotta call dressed up and be Hollywood. Nah, I mean, where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs get in free and you gotta be a G. Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide, and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble, not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty, no man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finding spot to kick it, but we could drink liquor and no one bigger's over trick shit. A spot where we can smoke in peace, and even though we cheese, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going back, so got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Mansion. Y'all all survive all the fights in the dark. They tell me home is where the heart is, to departed. I shed tattooed tears and couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness fears, cats, gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians ban us, they'd rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with a little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest is dead. Is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful when I'm coming from the bottom? Watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly place of slinging drugs and thugs mansion. Your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drinking peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Natasha show grown. Tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on. They in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, what I'm asking, remember this face, save me a place in Thug's Mansion. Remember this face, save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Been marred by considerable pain. Do you think you'll ever get to the point where you can live a normal, happy life?
No. But I'm going for it. I'm trying for it. And until then, I have to make the life that I do live as happy as I can and try to do the best with what I have. Do the, you know, live the best life I can live, be as happy as I can be. Nothing is perfect for anybody. I don't know.
You got me face down. Don't take this personal. Just the words, you know what you've done to me. And although it hurts, I know I just can't keep running away.
I can't keep running away.
I don't need this, I don't need this, I don't need this, I don't need you, but I.
Change is inevitable. Why hold on to what you have to let go of? Like, did I really break your heart? Was it all my fault? If you don't knock it off, you know, like I know where this was headed. Yeah. Ocean breeze.
through was nice, but it's a new day, a new season. I've been sad inside, and he could see it, picked up your pieces. We are just alright, and alright, alright, alright. He's the one to love. The changes, moving from stranger to stranger. You should face it, I'm crazy.
Gym, Brook Hollow.
That's the only place to be at if you're doing jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
I fucking feel.
Okay.
Bobby Southworth, that's my coach right there.
Yes, Bobby Southworth. He's a very respectable man. He's great. He's a great coach, honestly.
He's a great coach, man. Bottom line, he molded his students to be able to work with your children. Shit, dude, and he works well with children too, because shit, my son be taking coaching from him also.
Yes, so my hubby, we got him a grappling dummy.
Not me, we got it for the children, really.
Well, yes, we got it mainly for the children, but of course.
Oh, why did we get it for the children, though?
We got it so they could practice,
Because when I come home, ready to show him moves, tell
him. Oh, yes, when he comes home, he's ready to show him moves. He's going to do it with the dummy. And it's 6 feet tall, this dummy. You know, it's as tall as him.
It's a deagle.
It's awesome.
It's crazy because, like, you come home ready to do some jiu-jitsu moves and shit with your boys, and, like, these motherfuckers don't even weigh a buck. They a buck 10 or some shit like that, and, yeah, like, it's crazy because they don't even weigh that much, and you can't do no knee to belly on a small child. You know, to show them the rest of the fucking move. You know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and invested in a grappling dummy. It's a Deagle. D-E-A-G-L-E. Got it on Amazon for $37. And I bought it unstuffed. And if a lot of y'all don't know what I do for a living, I'm a DJ on the gay strip of San Antonio Main Street. And I also am a groundskeeper/janitor. a master of the custodial arts, Dave Chappelle would say, in Half-Baked. Well, with that territory comes a lot of cushion, because a lot of people be throwing out couches and shit, so I was able to get myself a fine, you know, razor blade and cut the cushion out perfectly. I brought it home in some rolls, right?
Yes.
I mean, you'll cut it perfectly if you're really about your shit. If you're not about your shit and you're just trying to fucking get it in the car, it's going to come in shreds already and shit like that. Yeah, you're not going to know what the fuck you're doing, man. It's fucking stupid. You know, just do it right. Do the job right. Get the right tool for the fucking job and do it. You don't take off fucking pliers. I mean, you don't take off a car battery with fucking pliers. You get the right ratchet. You get the right wrench and you fucking use it. Now, if you're over there, you know, a fucking idiot taking it off with fucking needle-nose pliers because you're able to make it work, reconsider your fucking motive, because that's just stupid as fuck. Like, just use the right tool for the right job the first fucking time. Okay, so BJJ, man, I was telling you about the armbar situation, my armbar situation. So I started boasting about how I was able to escape some arm bars because I've been doing it on numerous purple belts. I think I even did it on one brown belt. Well, it's crazy because, you know, even white belts and blue belts, like, I've been fucking, you know, just not passing guard or nothing. But when they grab for the arm, I follow them very quickly before they can put that ankle on my motherfucking head or, you know, do something to make sure I don't follow, besides kicking the arm down. Like, as soon as I see the S mount, I just, you know, like, I'm already grabbing for their gi in my other arm. Like, I'm already grabbing my other arm. And no gi, I'm grabbing for my wrist. And now I'm able to fucking follow these guys quick. Well, since I posted that on my Facebook, like, hey, I will fucking escape that armbar real good, I've been getting it done to me more than ever now. It's like, holy shit, there it is, because, you know, you send the challenge out, motherfuckers will accept the challenge, man. fucking allergies, San Antonio, Texas. Very, very bad. Definitely just wanted to holla at you guys about the grappling dummy. You know, we were stuffing this motherfucker, right? As we were stuffing this motherfucker, I was like, yo, this motherfucker fitting to come to life, watch, like Frosty the Snowman or some shit. So, I was just there like stuffing the motherfucker. And I was like, look, this motherfucker's going to get up and it's going to be about teaching us jiu-jitsu. The motherfucker's going to know all 537 plus thousands or whatever the fuck omoplatas. He's just going to be teaching us the damn jiu-jitsu, but the thing is, he still weighs the weight of a fucking dummy. So let's just say you get this coach mad, right? This motherfucking dummy right here, he's wobbling around and shit, telling you, no, you're not doing it right. And, you know, he's trying to submit you, but he still weighs the weight of a dummy, and you just get him off of you, and he's easy to rip like a fucking possessed stuffed animal. And the motherfucker going to get up and try to hit on my wife or some shit like that, right? He going to be like, but you know what? It doesn't have a dick. But he's going to be like, he's definitely going to be like, yo, fuck that. You take off to fucking BJJ all the time and leave her here. And I know all the jiu-jitsu you need to know and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to show up to my fucking jiu-jitsu class and everything and be like, this is who you've been going to jiu-jitsu with? Bobby Southworth? What the fuck, man? I know it all. And the dummy's going to start talking shit. And then, you know, it's going to get kicked like a fucking kicking bag because it, because yeah, this fucking dummy right here. I was telling them that about how we're stuffing it, right? And then the motherfucker's going to come to life. It's pretty much just going to be a catastrophe because it's.
Oh, the cartoon we're going to do?
Yeah.
Yes, Dab Radio. Yes, that's something we want to do. We want to also do like a little cartoon for the kids. It'll be fun.
It's not even a cartoon for the kids. It's an actual fucking story. The fucking, you know, the damn thing's going to come to fucking life. And, you know, that was pretty much the story. Yeah, it was pretty much the story. It wasn't no fucking cartoon. It's a story.
We want to make a cartoon.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Anyways, man, I'm gonna get back down to it, man, because son of a bitch, man, it's you know, when you're doing, you know, barbecue and shit like that, you gotta make sure that you're really on top of what the fuck you're doing. And also, I am a pit chef, by the way, a certified pit chef. I can barbecue pretty much anything, including that plant-based shit that y'all fucking love so much. So, yeah, we're going to get back to some more fucking music, man. You know, I just want you guys to, you know, open your mind up a little bit. It's Dab Radio. Anchor Rap. We'll be right back. fucking stations with dad in them or whatever the fuck. They ain't doing it like us. They are on their own trip. I am on my own trip. Plus, I'm out this world, baby. If it's Goya, it gotta be good. Hashtag, if it's Goya, it's good. Sydney Goya. Hashtag, Dad Radio. Hashtag, it's Proto. BU Beyond, motherfucker. We back. Dab Radio. Okay, so we just finished up the story about the BJJ dummy that you stuffed and it came to life and it hit on your wife, but it didn't have anything to put inside or penetrate. And the motherfucker went to your BJJ class knowing all his moves but couldn't perform them on some of the highest belts because he's really just a fucking dummy. It's kind of like a snowman walking into an icicle fight, you know, talking about, I know a lot of shit. Well, anyways, moving forward. Should we go with fire before desire or what's up? Anyways, I got
fire before desire because of that.
Okay, yeah, fuck it. Fire before desire. Purchasing a fucking firearm. Purchasing a firearm and how to purchase a firearm and why such firearm fits your persona. Now, when we study the human demographic, people and shit, yo, and we look at, you know, how many husbands actually buy their, you know, wives guns like for Valentine's Day here in Texas?
I'd say about a lot of them, like a lot, you know, there's quite a few that do that.
And a lot of people really ain't even like out there, you know, giving their business like that. They are like literally keeping it to themselves, like Marco, for instance, big homie Marco, off West Ave, you know, he got his wife the motherfucking the pistol. He ain't go telling everybody. He told like a few people. I'm telling everybody, motherfucker. I'm just fucking with you. It is what it is. But yeah. So you don't tell people pretty much too much shit. Now let's go with fire before desire. If you're gonna purchase your baby girl a handgun and shit, right? And you're gonna try to surprise her, you know, make sure you take her to the shooting range. Now, me, I got a full-time membership at the bullet hole, you know, so does my son, so does my father alike. We all have a full-time membership to the bullet hole. That's somewhere in San Antonio. You in San Antonio, Texas, they got a few locations. The one I go to is off Highway 90, I believe, or yeah, what is it, 151 or Highway 90. Anyways, I'm out in the motherfucking country, man. You know what I'm saying? Bullets ricocheting off of bullets in the dirt type of shit. So, yeah, like there's a rental fee, you know, to rent a pistol if you don't have a gun yourself. And they actually let you rent these fucking guns for set price, you know. You know, so pick a gun out, you know, have her pick a few fucking selections. As a woman, how would, you know, what would you, you know, how would you go about the situation?
How would I go about this? Well, I feel like, yeah, because what if you buy me, for example, what if you buy me a gun that I'm not comfortable with? You know, like I would want something pocket size, not really pocket size, but something that'll fit in my purse, you know, just for protection, you know.
How about the grip?
Well, the grip would have to be very comfortable, because if the grip isn't comfortable, yeah, then you wouldn't feel comfortable shooting the gun either.
How about a pinky slip? And you wouldn't want that either, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't want, right? Yeah, because if a pinky slips, for example, you can miss your target, you know, end up hitting something else.
Good grips with Sydney Goya. I bet a lot of people are making jokes off of the good grips part. I got something else that she can fucking grip. Suck a dick. Well, yeah, definitely don't want that pinky slipping with the good grip, man. So fire before you desire, man. You know, rent yourself a fucking Springfield or some shit, dude. And, you know, see what's really good. You know, go through various handguns. Try a revolver. You know what I'm saying? But definitely check your grip and check your safety, because I fucking hate hair triggers personally. I don't like purchasing shit for hair triggers myself. You know, shit, you know, you got to stay ready, but not that ready. Fuck, I ain't trying to blow my dick off. And wear your belt to the side, man. You know, don't wear the buckle to the front. Wear that shit all the way to the left or all the way to the right, just given, you know, what hand you are. And put your holster, you know, at such place, and make sure you don't shoot your fucking dick off. Bottom line, don't shoot your dick off. Fire before you desire, motherfucker. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker. Do we have a sound clip of the bitch?
No.
We don't have a sound clip.
We need to get one. But I am. That lady is very popular. There's so many memes about her.
We should make t-shirts.
And I try to do that to to prototype. I'm like, I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, even sometimes when we're at Walmart, I'll freaking do that on purpose and people will start to look at us, but...
Level,
whatever, man. It's
funny.
Shit. That crazy lady. I wonder whatever happened to her. Anybody know? Anybody know? If y'all know, leave it in the comments on...
You know, Dab Radio, whichever platform you are on, we are available on 12 fucking platforms. List, please. Whoa, there's no fucking list. We are totally not on our shit right now as far as the list. But anyways, it's a segment ad. We are 55 minutes into this podcast, meaning it'll probably cut me off at the 59th minute. But don't worry, we will be adding to the episode very soon because, you know, we ain't even hit all the motherfucking topics yet. We are 39 minutes into the fucking hour. And, yeah, you know, I'm feeling good, San Antonio. We are in the hub right now, Quarantine City. South by Southwest was fucking canceled. One of the biggest music festivals for independent artists has been canceled. There is an unofficial South by Southwest that isn't going to happen. We'll keep you updated.
People that are here in San Antonio, do y'all really think they're going to cancel Fiesta? You know, they canceled the revealing of the medal on Saturday.
They sure did.
So, do y'all think that they're going to cancel Fiesta? You know, I honestly don't go. Because there's too much dirty people around anyways. And people are always fighting there. But if they cancel it, that'll be something. I'm sure there's still going to be people out there, you know, trying to do something. But if they cancel it as well, you know, who knows what will happen. That'll be the first in so many years that they've never canceled a Fiesta. Never.
They sure haven't. They sure ain't canceled no Fiesta, man. I mean, this will be the first time if they ever did. I mean, I'm not too sure. I mean, a lot of shit's happened. Man, that one girl that was going around poking people with a needle because she had AIDS that one year was like 92.
Or that
I don't know what year it was. I think it was in the 70s. I'm not 100% sure. But there was a shooting. They were shooting people at the Fiesta Flambeau Parade, I believe. We heard about that when I was in ROTC in high school. They told us about that. You know, just to be careful.
Blah, blah, blah.
Because still, anything can happen.
Yeah, motherfuckers be shooting at you.
But, you know, it's crazy. Hopefully they do cancel just to keep everybody safe because everybody's going crazy here in San Antonio. But whether they cancel or not, you know, it's not like we're going to be there. Dab Radio, March 8th, 2020.
¿Qué pasó contigo? Dímelo.
Ya no tiene excusa. Hoy salió con su amiga. Dice que pa' matar la tusa. Que porque un hombre le pagó mal. Está dura y abusa. Se cansó de ser buena. Ahora es ella quien los usa. Que porque un hombre le pagó mal. Ya no se le ve sentimental. Dice que por otro man no llora. No, pero si le ponen la canción.
Mala. And then you kicking and screaming a big toddler. Don't try to get your friends to come holla, holla. Ayo, I used to lay low. I wasn't in the clubs, I was on my J.O. Until I realized you were epic fail. So don't tell your guys and I'll say a bayo. Cause it's a new day, I'm in a new place. Getting some new D, sitting on a new face. Cause I know I'm the baddest bitch you ever really met. And searching for a better bitch ain't
back off. He wanna slack off. Ain't no more booty calls. You gotta jack off. It's me and Carol G. We let them racks talk. They run up on us cause they letting the max off.
Pero si le ponen la canción, le da una depresión tonta. Llorando no comienza a llamar, pero la dejamos sola. Será porque con la otra está pidiendo que otra se pueda amar. Un shock para la pena profunda.
Days aren't equal. At Cali Jeff tweeted that today. And I do agree, our days are not even equal. How rude.
And when you climb on top, that's the ultimate road trip. Ride on me like your pop got me thinking it's 96. I can rap on some 90 shit, wrap your leggings around my hip. I'm so hip to a tourist, wanna come speculate. But if I stay monogamous, promise this kiss will always taste like candy. And yeah, it's obvious, mom and them probably can't stand me. I'm sure they tired of this look that you have when you're antsy. We gon' fuck around, We gon' fuck around and triple through triplets of babies right now. And that might break the record. And no, that don't mean you're fertile, that mean we're fucking reckless. Plus, we don't use protection. I find myself reading no text messages when I'm bored. We find ourselves sexing till the connection is restored. I know that sounds immature, but if we never grow up, then I'm wishing good luck on the seats that's inside this porch. Come to me, come to me. Look at what you've done to me. You put a gun to me, then you brought the sun to me. Shine like blood diamonds, learning to have patience. Only cause you are timeless. The universe energy doesn't lie. And this chemistry is infinity. Had a million times. I wrote a million rhymes describing your star power. And after 24 bars, you get 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. There's no place quite like you. There's no better time than now. You gotta stay ready.
Thank you.
spitting. Cause you ain't never talking loud and you know plenty. You know what I'm talking about, cause you just get me. Yeah, you so pretty. If everything is dipped in gold, then baby it will never grow. Everything sweet ain't sugar coated. What a lie. What a lie. What a lie.
Until you couldn't take the tension, now I wish you would've stayed. Walking through the smoking mirrors, burden you burning bridges. Memories fading, faded, did help you not to remember the trials and tribulation. Eyes red from crying, the perfect way to disguise it. You was blinded by our fate. Please don't rain on my parade, cause this flow was built for you. Kinda hard to chase you down when you floating through the room. All you wanted was the truth, and all I wanted was my way. Regardless of how I word the phrase, all you hear me say.
I wanna start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you. So there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out, and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you are. And you can feel the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars. I'm so glad.
Something in it for you. Oh, I feel so-
understand nothing.
Hey, same here.
Hey, homies.
Who's your favorite artist?
I mean, Pitbull changed the game.
He's gonna call you in there in a second.
Don't worry, I got you. I'll just tell Michael you're the bomb and that you got a dope soul and hell of ethics. I am here to learn about ethnics.
Dab Radio.
I hate to be the bearer
back
of bad
up in
news.
This
I think you mean bad news bear.
I have a little playlist going for you guys.
It's ethics, but that's
so
great.
Pretty sure who here happens. In the building watches Netflix, motherfucker?
That's Ariana Grande.
We are, Sydney Guaya and I are fucking big fans of this one show called The Good Place. It's a show about these, you know, motherfuckers that are like pretty much, you know, they're based on a point system. But what is it? It's one of those point systems, like to get into heaven or hell, basically based on no religion at all. Basically, it's pretty much
literally the dumbest.
It's a unbiased fucking point system. And yeah, it's unbiased on religion and you know all that other shit. It's just basically a point system for everybody worldwide. So if you're good, you're good. If you're bad, you're bad.
Well, it's a show on NBC. It started in 2016.
No.
2016 was a good year for us too, because that's when we got together. But hey.
I understand.
All right, keep going.
The Good Place is such a good show. It's so funny. Unfortunately, there's only 4 seasons. It has some popular actors. You know, Kristen Bell. A lot of y'all know her probably as Anna from Frozen. Jamila Jamil.
I know that show today.
Ted Danson.
Ted
Danson,
my man. Cheers.
Ted Danson, yes, from Cheers.
Cheers.
That's great.
Cheers. He's awesome.
I wish.
And then there's also freaking Janet. There's a lot of Janets, but only played by one. Darcy Carden. Manny Jacinto, which is Jason. You can hear him talking in the background. And William Jackson, he plays Chidi. Those 6 are, I would say they're the main characters in the show. They're, yes. It's so funny. It's such a good show. I recommend you watch it. It's very funny. You won't regret it. They do a lot of crazy stuff. So in the show, at the first season, they're trying to so all those 4 people, basically they go to the bad place. So they make it seem like to them like that they're in the good place at the beginning.
You're basically
like and the good in the good place you cannot cuss at all. So if you're gonna say what the fuck, they say what the fork. I don't know, it's just so funny. It's a funny show. Y'all need to, I really recommend it.
If I may ask, which character do you see yourself getting along with most?
Eleanor. Yes, I would get along with. Who would you get along with?
Definitely Jason, man, doing the whole DJ thing and unleashing your fucking track, saying I'm not Acid Cat. Fuck that guy. Ooh, there's gum in the helmet. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see myself that motherfucker's boat with the dude.
Oh my gosh, yes. Eleanor is so funny. Like. she thinks, okay, I've always been this way too. I'm like, oh, nobody's ever gonna get over me. And Janet tells her, actually, nobody has ever got over you, Eleanor. Like, you know, everybody's so, basically they still want her around. And I just feel like that's the way I am too.
You sure are. I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Yeah, man, I do definitely see me and Jason getting along the most because, yo, that's just party dude, yo. You know what I mean? Pretty sure in real life, man, you got a whole fucking game plan, man. But we speaking on the fictional world, motherfucker.
How do you get advice? That's why I'm in the good place.
So it's unbiased. It's a great show. You definitely should watch it. Religion's never really been one of our big topics on Dab Radio or... You know, we're just really about, you know, the peace, love, unity, and respect. And taking care of one another. Because let's face it, man. This world is fucked up. This fucking election has people acting stupid, you know, and it is what it is, man. So, in due light, man, we definitely try to, you know, keep you, informed with us and everything else. And, you know, on beat with us, excuse me, on beat and on tempo, what the fuck we doing? We like to match up with you guys, man. Let's be in sync. Not the pop group, but yeah. Dab Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before I even get into all that shit, I forgot. I totally forgot. It slipped my fucking mind. Sorry, my brother, Spy. My brother from another mother. Let me see. Spy MC. Limelight. 2718 St. Mary's Drive. It's going down tonight. Vel the Wonder, Big Cree, Yoshi Vintage. Also, March 28th. Okay, that's my show. Okay, that's I'm talking about this Paulie Think, Jacobson, C. Schwerve the Professor, and man. Anyways, yo, DJ Dennis Lolly, M-Money. And I think it's Nala. Yeah, man, definitely, man. Sorry about that. My fucking handwriting's sloppy. Homie shot me a text. And let me see. We got the Vel the Wonder show. That's happening tonight. What date was this one set for?
Vel the Wonder?
Yeah, that's tonight. I'm talking about... okay, so we got... Oh, yeah. New Fame. Paulie Think. Jacobson. C. Schwerve, the Professor, Nala, Emony, and T.A.O. and DJ Dennis Lolly. All on the motherfucking card for fucking date. Where is the date for that? Anyways, hashtag limelight.com, 2718 St. Mary's Drive, 78212 when you're in San Antonio, Texas. Also, who wants smoke? The fucking battle rap league that we definitely down with and part of will be there to show some support. Who wants smoke? Happening. At 823 Fredericksburg, 78201, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. I believe it's 420. I'll get back to you on that. So, yeah, had to definitely, you know, remind you guys to, you know, visit them motherfucking shows and spots. So, what's going down? Dab Radio.
Let love hold you up tonight. When you know nothing's going right, you go so long to love. if it's worth the fight. With love, you'll find a way. Take a chance and love today. In the north, love loves the way you go. So long, so don't take the pain away. And I know you're hurting, but baby, let my love set you free. I'll never let you fall as well. You can trust in me. Forever in my eyes, you'll always be the one for me. I'll always love you until they be of my unity.
Of time, I've made up my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is a calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold. No one is gonna lose their soul.
These are the songs that bring us together most. Would you agree?
So don't let nobody stop us.
God love it, y'all.
Free spirits have to soar.
We gonna keep spinning.
With you I share the gift. Searching now, I found out what this life is worth. Yeah. Not in the books did I find, but by searching my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling.
Out to General Baptista, holding it down on the streets of Las Vegas right now.
Love,
yeah.
Love is my religion.
Love General Baptista,
is my religion.
Watson, Sidney Goyer.
Oh.
up for them right
all
now,
man. All we need is love.
Let's remember the good times.
All we need
Let's create better memories
love.
For one another. Yeah. Watson, get better soon. General Daptista, come home safe. Sydney Goya, I love you, baby. Yeah. Dab Radio. As a tear fell, he cried, "What type of creature is man?" I said, "Hey, Mr. Tree, the world changed,
but you remain the same. And I wonder how you survive with the environment going down the drain. Hey, Miss Butterfly, I see you look at me with your beautiful eyes. Must be wondering what type of creature am I? You must be wondering what type of creature am I?
Radio, don't forget, March 28th, it's going down at High Tones, St. Mary's Drive. Find the match with Aaron Goodwin. I'll be down there rocking my shit, man. I want y'all to come down, High Tones, St. Mary's, man. Get your ass down there, find the match. Donate for the cause, y'all.
But we're on a ride, yes, we're on a ride. We're on a ride that never stops. Hey, you missed to be the world change, but you remain the same. And I hope you survive while the environment's going down the drain. Hey, Miss Dragonfly, I see you look at me with your beautiful eyes. You must be wondering what type of creature am I? You must be wondering what type of creature is mine?